car that we prayed for this morning. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. For you are the great I am. And Father, had it not been for you rising up, defeating death, we would not be here today. So we thank you for what you've done, for what you're about to do. Father, I thank you for the harvest and the work that you called us to do here. Now, God, I pray for this heart, mind, soul, and spirit of those that you sent in the door. Father, we welcome those that are watching us via the airwaves. We pray, God, your spirit penetrate the airwaves as well as this building. Hearts, mind, soul, and spirit be changed forevermore. Thank you, God, for this opportunity. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Well, I'm excited this morning, as I'm always, to have an opportunity to share God's word. And it's been a month. And Children's Church is dismissed, by the way. Children's Church. You are dismissed. Praise God. And let me throw a word out there to the children's church, to the parents. When your children come back and you talk to them later on in the day, talk to them. How about, could you spend a little bit of time asking them about what they learned today and what they heard, and what, so they can have the opportunity to share that back with you. How many know faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God? So we want to build their faith and encourage them at a very young age. And so, and they will be able to articulate what God has said and saying to them. And by the way, there's no such thing as a junior Holy Ghost or baby Holy Ghost or a teenage Holy Ghost. It's just the Holy Ghost, which means he can minister to these young ones. And they may have an opportunity, they may even say something to you, and when you hear it, you know it's God. Amen. Because God's speaking through them and to them. Amen. So what I'm saying, because I don't want you to discount them. Amen. Too often you can say, well, they're just a child. Well, who told you that God can't be a child?
Right.
I want to tell you that he can. And but if you don't have a conversation and you don't talk to them, you may not know it. So anyway, that just to give you a little heads up there, I wanted to share that with you. Amen. We had an awesome, awesome opportunity yesterday. In baptism, and I actually said something today, and I said it to one of the congregants. I said, you know, it's one of the best baptisms I have had in 25 years.
Amen.
And why am I saying this? Because, you know, not baptism is great, period, right? But it was the people and their receptivity of what God was doing that made the difference yesterday.
Absolutely.
And I'm encouraged because there's a freshness. There's a newness. And my message yesterday was the new life in Christ. Okay? We've all had an opportunity to allow the old man to pass away, allow the new man to rise up. And that's where we are. And baptism is an outward expression of an inward act that has already occurred.
Yes.
And so we were able to demonstrate that yesterday. It was exciting for me because I got to do it again. I was renewed and energized to participate, to be a part of it.
Amen.
God is really dealing with me as well, you know, to continue to teach and preach his gospel. And I want to share with you this morning, I'm encouraged with the message, kingdom versus religion. Yeah, that's where you got me. So see, I don't want any of you to become religious. Your past is not. I'm relational, and I want you to be that way. So I got some things I want to share. And I'm thinking, this is a prime time in this church. God wants to do some great things to us. We're living in a strange world right now. And we got to be built up and fortified.
That's right.
And I love the word of God talking to me about the armor and the shield of faith. And it told me that the shield of faith can quench every fire of darkness. So that doesn't mean that I won't get shot at. Amen.
Say it again.
Darts.
Say that again.
But they will come, but my shield of faith can quench every fiery dart. I didn't say some.
Talk about it, Pastor.
And so we need to know that. I need to be encouraged because I get shot at all the time. And so, you know, it's encouraging because I'm still standing in spite of
Amen.
What I've been through. See, I know when y'all see me, I'm smiling and I feel like I'm looking pretty good. And, you know, it looks like everything is just great, right? But the truth of the matter is I go through what you go through probably 10 times over. And I'm not, I don't need anybody to feel sorry for me. My shield works. My shield is enough. I would love your prayers and your support, but I'm not putting down my shield.
Amen.
For nobody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, I had to deal with a situation with my kids and with one of my sons, and I said, ask the question, is this the cost of ministry? But you know what? I want to tell you, you're praying. And I will not allow anything to get in the way of what God called me to do.
I'm pressing this.
Oh, God, I didn't hear that.
And don't give me all the stuff.
Abraham had to take Isaac
with the arrow
up on the mountain.
So hover my favorite.
With us now, I
can trust you.
I want God to be able to trust me. I hope He'll be able to trust you. So I got a word for you this morning, and I thank God that the worship song, the risen King, death could not hold him. That's important when we think about baptism. We will die, buried, and rose again. So just as we died with Him, we rose with Him. Amen. So just the newness of life. And I got just so much on my heart that I want to share. And so today's title of the message is Kingdom versus
so we can get
Religion.
Peter.
And I want you to understand what the kingdom purpose here is, the kingdom of what God has given us.
So switch that to
bringing you. So we want to empower you. We want to equip you. And then we want you to come into what's called the kingdom that goes through. The kingdom-centered process. How many know this is a process? So yesterday was just another step.
Right.
The day before that was just another step. Today you're here in service. It's another step. And what we want you to do is come through the kingdom-centered process to understand that the King is Jesus. The Dawn is you. Dawn means dirt, right? So God, who formed and fashioned Adam out of the dirt and the dust of the ground, worked on you and worked on all of us because we're products of Adam. Amen? And today, if we come through the kingdom-centric process, so that means it's centered around Him. This is not a New Age term. Okay, this was there in the beginning. Okay, I'm just saying it in a new way. And so when we come through the process and understand, and you come to a place called self-discovery. How many know this doesn't work unless you do it? And until you understand who you are, whose you are, and where you are, you'll get this process. And I know, and I'm not correcting Pastor Bob, he was saying, but I know what he meant. So we want to say, I don't want you to be heavenly minded. Because, so what happens is, and the reason is I need you kingdom minded. And kingdom minded will teach you how to live here in the earth. See, church will help you how to get to heaven, right? And then, but church is in the by and by. God is not interested in you. Heaven itself is perfect. It's a great place. I want to be there. But in order to get there, I need to learn how to walk in domination, which was His original plan and purpose for our lives here. So I need to practice kingdom. Are y'all hearing me? So I need you to get this. So I want you to be kingdom-minded now. Amen. Not worried about, and the old folks used to sing about when we get to the by and by. What about now? When He said the kingdom of God is nigh thee. The word nigh thee means near you, which means it's present, right? And so we got to understand this is not a new term. It was there in the beginning. But Jesus has to come on the earth, and He tells us that I came to preach the kingdom of heaven. So when He says He's preaching the kingdom of heaven, But he was saying it's nigh thee. I want you to understand something. As it is in, so as it is, you got it. So what he was talking about was the principles that exist in heaven. I want them to operate here in the earth. But the only way that would happen is through us. Those that know him and those that understand him, those that would understand the kingdom, could walk in it. But what happens is, in the midst of pursuing kingdom, we start doing church.
Say that again.
We start getting religious. Y'all know what the word religion means? Religious, not religion, religious. The word religious means to do the same thing over and over again. God has no intentions of us doing the same thing over and over again. Because as he speaks to you, that's why it's so important to hear the Holy Spirit. Because if he tells you to do something new, different, he told Moses to hit the rock and he got water. The second time, he told him to hit it. But he did. He got religious and mad and did something God didn't tell him to do. Be cautious. So I'm asking you and I'm sharing with you, I want you to be prepared for this. I'm not teaching something new or something off the wall. I'm really bringing our attention to it, especially I'm sharing this church. Say this church. Say my church.
My church.
I want you to be taught. I want you to be clear. I want you to have understanding. I want you to have knowledge. I want you to have wisdom so that you can operate.
Amen.
And my plan is it's not about me, it's about you. Amen. And so the word kingdom, the Hebrew word is Mamalaka. And it's in Strong's, it's 4467. And this word, it means, listen, it denotes a kingdom, a region, and a people ruled over by a king. That's what it means. So it's a place and it's a people that are ruled over by a king. Now, we have to voluntarily enter into the kingdom. Hello? This is by our will. So this isn't a king that says, I've come to dominate over you, and I'm going to tell you how to do and what to do, and, you know, you got to live like this, and you got to... So many people misquote the Bible because they say, it's in the Bible, says, don't do this, don't do that. How about it don't say many, it doesn't say a lot of that. What happens is your spirit is no longer comfortable doing some of those don'ts. And then you become alive. So that's what's happening. And so especially some of y'all, how many of y'all that just really kind of got connected, made a commitment, and you say, why is all this stuff happening now? Oh, I thank you for that one hand of being honest, right? Because I want to tell you something. Because your spirit man is now woke up. It's conscious and aware of what's going on. And so, and also the enemy knows it. And so what he wants to do to you is tell you that all of what you're doing isn't worth it. Go back to being with me. Come on and join my team. I'll make it better. What he'll do is he'll make you what I call numb to what's going on around you. It's still happening. You're just numb to it, so you ain't paying attention. That's the difference. But watch this, right? So a king. So Colossians 1:13-14. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. And so it was what we went through yesterday, the death, the burial, the resurrection. So it was his death that redeemed us, because it was his blood that knew no sin. But our blood, all of us, were born into sin. So we need to know this. But he already had a plan in place to deliver us out, to get us into the kingdom. So you have to, I got to help y'all with something. So, you know, I've been away and I was on vacation, right? But at one of the security features that at the hotel is in order to get upstairs, You have to have a card, or I had a wristband on. And the wristband, you put it on a little box on the elevator, and then you could put your floor in. But without the wristband, or without it's already keyed for you, right? And it knows what floor you're going to. It's a security check. In fact, so when it puts it in, it knows you, right? They have to track you, right? But it gives you my point is in it. You have the right to go up to the 17th floor, right? But I got to tell you something. So you have to be a member, and you have to be his, and you have to be connected in order to get there. But I noticed something. To come down, I need nothing. So I want to share with you, to be a part of the kingdom of darkness, you don't even need a pass. Just operate, push the button, and he'll take you down. But to go up and to be a part of the kingdom, you have to have a membership, or you have to be acknowledged because you confess Jesus Christ as Lord, which means you have a right to be in the place where you're going. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Well, I'm
saying that you have a point. We now, as born again believers, we have a right to the kingdom. My father is now king. I'm now acknowledging my father as king. And being king and being an heir, I have a right to what he owns. I'm trying to teach y'all something. See, because if you're not kingdom minded, you'll start thinking, I'm not worthy. You'll start remembering all of what you've done. You'll start remembering of where you've been. What if I told you, he said, no, I love you. I forgave you. Now I gave you a wristband to come on up. I need you to come higher. Oh, no, so that reminds me too. So there was something too. I went in a helicopter once. And I loved that ride because as I was going up, everything was its normal size when I first looked out the window. But the further I went up, the smaller the things got. He gonna preach for me in a minute, okay? But the smaller they got for me. So listen, and they happen. So when I was able to look down, I was like, wow, look how small the people look. Look how small the house looks. What I'm trying to tell you is, look how small my problems are. Look how big and great. And then at the same time, I could look out and I could see like way up. Far out that I couldn't even recognize what I was looking at. It was so vast, right? But that's the power of God and the glory of God and its vastness. And so I'm bringing all this in because this is what the kingdom is all about. What happens is, so if we stay focused in on our problem and today and what's going on, we will not see what God has done, nor will we see where we're going. I had to remind myself, wow, no matter what's facing me right now, remember how far you come. Oh, I got to remind some of you. Remember how far you come. You are not where you used to be. You may not be where you want to go, but you are not where you were. You have moved beyond that place. You are now in another place, and in the presence of God, you have an opportunity because why? He delivered us into the kingdom. So I want to share with you. When you confess Jesus Christ as Lord, you've now been delivered because Jesus already died and the blood has covered you. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'm covered by the blood. So listen, I got to go. I'm going to give you all these scriptures. 1 Peter 2:9. But you are chosen generation, royal priesthood, holy nation, a peculiar people that should show forth the praises. This is who you are. I got to preach to you this morning. I feel it in my bones because I want you to know who you are. I know the enemy, especially those of you that have just committed to the church and committed to baptism, right? These steps and acts. He's telling you, you ain't worthy. He's telling you, don't say that to that pastor. He don't know who you really are. He don't know what you've done. He don't know where you've been. How many people he said that to? Somebody please tell me the truth. Thank you. I can do the same thing. I lift my feet because he did it to me. So I know he did it to you. Right?
Right.
I want to tell you, the Bible, he's the accuser of the brother. The Bible tells me that the devil is a liar. Right? He's a thief. Steal, kill, and destroy. That is his MO. But y'all should read the, don't stop right there. The B part of that verse says, but I. Somebody say that. But I. That's Jesus talking. He says, I've come so that you may experience the abundance, the blessing of God. He said, he come. He said, but I. And anytime you get the word but, it erases out whatever's ahead of you. That's why he's referring to it. So he wants you to know it's erased when you receive Jesus as Lord. This is the kingdom I'm talking about. I am not talking about heaven, y'all. Let me help you here. Why do I got to talk about heaven? Because it's already perfect.
Amen.
Listen, you won't need help in heaven. In fact, Pastor Brad can't say anything in heaven because Jesus is saying it and doing it all. There's no need for anything else. No, is that perfect? But he wants me to learn how to live in the kingdom. Where's the kingdom he's talking about? Right here. So king, I'm going back to the meeting, and a region, a people, and a region. So the people who are being led by and ruled by the king would understand that we're being led by him and we're in this place. Now, I know so one of the sins, you know, I'm an American. We're in America, right? I happen to be in Delaware. We can go and break it all the way down, Newcastle and all of it. But out of all of those things, I'm just an ambassador in those places. What does an ambassador do? Ambassador comes from somewhere else, but he represents in those places where he is, he or she is. Amen? So I want you to see yourselves as ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. But I need you to be kingdom minded. Yeah. All right, watch. We're gonna get there. I just want you to see these scriptures. I got it, and I'm going. I'm getting ready to y'all my message in a minute. I'm just warming up. It says, right. Acts 26:18. It says to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light. So I also, you know, this thing is kingdom versus religion. If you stay in religion, you could also stay in darkness. You said, really? And so I want to make sure because he said, listen to what his word said. He says to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and inheritance among them which are sanctified. This is my favorite part. Sanctified by faith. So let me share with y'all what that means. The word sanctified means separated, set apart, right? Mm-hmm. And then it says, how? By faith, which means faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. They got the faith to be separated for, to believe me, to walk with me, even though right now things are not the way they see it. Because the just shall not live by sight, but live by faith. Y'all getting this? Because I'm telling you, I'm getting excited. Faith is the key to our existence. And it says now, they are sanctified by faith. Woo! The word clarifies who we are, whose we are, and what he's doing. You don't have to do anything but believe. Hello? Listen. He said, sanctified by faith. Now, I want everybody to turn with me here. This is where we're going to take our march from here. We're going to take our lead. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Listen to what he says. But seek ye first his kingdom. His what?
Kingdom.
What? His what?
Kingdom.
I'm saying his what? His kingdom. So he's telling you. So I want you to share with you. Right now he's trying to tell us to prioritize. Oh, Yes. If we'll prioritize, we need to make the first thing first.
No.
Hello?
With the glasses?
And if you'll prioritize seeking the kingdom, he says something else. So he said, and his righteousness and all those things will be given to you. Somebody say, the things I want. What kind of things do you think he talked about? The things you want. But by the way, if you read the verses before that, 33 and 34, they're talking about people who are worried about what they're going to eat, what they're going to wear, what they're going to do that. But see, he said, if you seek the kingdom, all those things would be added unto you. So, do you know we waste a lot of energy and time worried about things we have no control over?
Stay right there. Stay right
the
there.
The righteousness of God and his kingdom, the things we desire.
Yeah.
I had myself all in a knot with some stuff.
Jesus too, man.
Right? And I think, why in the world am I doing that if I believe God?
He got to get ready to go to school soon.
And what happens is we formulate in our minds what we want and how we want it to be done. But I read in the book that he said according to his will. It wasn't according to my will. So, Ms. Malik, we're going to be okay because of what he said, but because of who we are in the kingdom. See, this is what's going to make the difference. And I had to figure this. He was speaking to me. And I was thinking, oh, thank you, Lord. What a relief. Right? Because I'm spending a whole lot of energy on something that has nothing to do with me. But what I should be doing is seeking first the kingdom.
Right. That's
so
right.
I want to share this with you. So in the process of that, right, of getting there, and I want to share some things that, and these are quotes out of from Miles Monroe. And one of the things he was saying, prioritize the assignment. And if we prioritize the assignment, we will now know who we are. So what happens is the people of God have gotten out of priority, have gotten out of order. So that's why I'm speaking to the church, because, and particularly our church, because there's a newness going on.
There's
a freshness. No matter how long we've known Jesus, there's a freshness going on right now. There's a newness happening in our heart.
You got one job.
God, you're in a new place in your life, and God's doing some new things. But you need to make sure you get the word of God, the truth. Okay? And by the way, I'm big on this. No, not my truth. His truth.
His truth.
All that my true stuff is just true for me. Like, anybody can make anything true for them. But I can tell that banner back there, that thing is not burgundy, it's black. No, it's not burgundy, no, it's black. I can convince myself and say it's black. But y'all know that's not true. It's not true. So we got to stop trying to change the truth and make it truth be truth. And let the lie. You know, Booker T said this. He said, good will never be, no, evil will never be good. And he said, love or hatred will never replace love. Right? And he said, it doesn't matter if the majority votes on it. It still doesn't change. Well, the reason I'm saying that, why? Because we live in a democratic society. And we take some things that just because we voted on it, we believe we can make a change. And I want to tell you, that doesn't change in the word of God or the kingdom of God. But what I do know is that his word is true, and also his love is true. So go back to his love, and he fulfilling his love for all of us. So I want everybody in here to experience his love. Right? So watch this. Watch this. We got to understand this kingdom living. So our first instructions from Jesus is to seek. This means to pursue, study, explore, understand, learn, and consider. We got to, and I'm taking you to the body of Christ, we got to stop. I promise you, I will not share anything that is not the word of God or the truth with you. That's me making that promise, right? But I need you to find, listen to what I say and go research it for yourself. Prove me right. And if you want to try to prove me wrong, you can do that too. But it'll turn out to prove me right. Because I'm giving you the word of God, not my opinion. So, you know, my opinion is my favorite color is red. But that may not be yours. Right? It's just an opinion or a thought. But the truth of the matter is, when we give you the truth and then the word of God, so you must seek, study, explore, understand, learn, and consider. I want to bring us back to that. The reason is we're on the internet and people share stuff and we just believe it. And I had to ask God, I was like, how come it's easier for people to believe a lie than it is the truth? And he said it because that's what they want. And the Bible says, in a man's own eyes, he'll make himself right. So when they believe it, it's because that's what they want. It doesn't make it true. It's just what they want. Right? So consider. Seekers, right, must have a desire to know and possess a passion for the object of their search. To seek means to give diligent dedication and to preoccupy oneself with that which is one is seeking. So the kingdom must be pursued. We got to pursue the kingdom. We got to go after the kingdom. We have to change. And I read the scripture. He said, knock, and the door would be open. You ever knock on somebody's door, know they was home, and they ain't open the door? I did. They knew I was out there. I even did it. When I was walking in sin and walking in that life, and I was ashamed. I was ashamed to open the door for my mother. She was out there. I didn't want her to see me in the state, the shape that I was in. Oh yeah, that's right. I'm telling on myself. Right? 35 years ago, I was ashamed, and I didn't want my mother to see me. And y'all don't know something. I'm from Philadelphia. We had peepholes. They probably got me down here too. Right? The peephole casts a shadow, so she could see the shadow, so she knew I was in there. But I wouldn't open the door. And she wrote me a letter. My God. That letter, I still got it in my firebox today. Because that letter changed my life. She said, you think you're doing your own thing and you ain't bothering nobody? She said, but you're hurting everybody that loves you, that care about you. You know, and I was doing my thing, lost my family, my kids, my wife, everything. I was doing my thing. Like some of y'all, it was Burger King. Have it your way. Right? And she said, you don't know how the pain and the hurt that you are doing and causing and inflicting on all those that love you. And I thought, my God. And that day, it made me think. And I went and changed my life. I went and get help that I needed to change. And now, would you be the man I am today? And I don't have no shame to the game that I can talk about. Right? Because I'm free. What did freedom bring me? I'm a kingdom kid. And in the kingdom, I have a right and I have freedom to not be bound. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And so no longer bound, but free to be me. And in the process of pursuing the kingdom, I discovered who I really am. And discovering who I am, all of a sudden, I didn't know how to walk like this. I was walking like this. I became upright. All of a sudden, I discovered what was possible, what is capable, and what I'm capable of. And then I had to accept about some tests that I was going through. But I said, no tests, no testimony. How will you know it works if you don't test it? Listen, you know they got a quality control department and they take products that they're making and they run them through the test. Now here's the problem. You know, you got cars, right, that you end up hearing about the recall. Can I tell you that most of the cars that have experienced a recall, they already knew about the problem. They just, because they're a deadline, and they pushed the cars out, and they said, it'll be cheaper for us to do it later if we make the money now. Guess how they know? They tested it. You got it. They tested it. They knew that it had a problem. Their hopes was it wouldn't cause too much damage, but they would make more money first. So they were money-driven as opposed to God-driven. So here's about the king. The king allows us to go through some tests. I'm helping somebody here because you was asking the question, why I'm going through now? You need to know who you are and whose you are and why that you can survive this thing and you coming out on top. But if you don't go through it, you won't know it. Oh, my God. I got to tell you, the hand of God is on your life. And he's even holding you up. You know, that footprint in the sand prayer is a good one because, you know, all of a sudden there were two sets of footprints when they began. And then as time goes on, he got weaker and weaker, and it's only one set of footprints. And he's like, God, why you leave me? God said, what you talking about? Boy, that's what he thought. As I talked to me, what you talking about, boy? You know, I ain't leave you. I said I'm going to leave you, no forsake you. He said, but God, when I got down the road and I had been through all this stuff, you wasn't there because I only see one set of footprints.
That's what I'm saying. It makes us all equal. You know?
I was carrying you. Ooh, glory to God. So see, we get a confused.
Because
we think it's us.
Terry's gonna help me with that.
And he said, but never leave me, won't forsake you again. So then I had to put my trust back in him. And all of a sudden, I see another set of footprints down. Why? Because I got stronger.
Yeah,
he put me down and I could walk. Hallelujah. And that's where we are. And so this kingdom, this is why I'm saying pursue kingdom versus religion versus church. Because, see, church will prepare you for heaven, but it won't prepare you to dominate the living earth. And so I want you to get back to a place of what we were called to do and who we've been called to be. Because if we don't know that, we will do all these other things. And that's why I don't want you. I'm not saying churches are some good people in church. But God ain't get the goods. The goods got what the videos have.
We're about to drop the pole and then mount it. So it's
because take 10 out, what you get? See? So good can get in the way of trying to be good. Why not just let God be God and do what he said? Remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice. So, but I can't be obedient to that which I don't know. So I'm a big proponent of knowing God. God grant me, this is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, grant me the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and knowledge of him. You need to know who Jesus is. If you'll know who Jesus is, you'll know who you are. You'll know what God is like. If you've seen me, you've seen God. But see, we were talking. We were taught, do this, do that. Be a good person. Say a few shama. And you'll be okay. And so what happens when
we
became religious?
Man, we're talking about it.
And
like,
becoming
we
religious, we lost focus of the kingdom.
If
well,
we put
I want this church
across this way,
and every Christian
not
and every person
yeah, because it's
make up in their heart and their mind that I am not going to be religious, but I'm going
he was
to be relational
like,
and
like
kingdom
flowers out
minded. So I want to see first the kingdom of God so that all those other things can be added unto me. So, how many of y'all ever heard of Maslow Law? So, you ever heard, few people have. So, I want to share with you in the study that Maslow's Law, and you'll remember it now. You heard it before. So, Maslow's Law is a hierarchy of needs. So, y'all know hierarchy is one that's more important than the other, right? And he lists 10 of them. And the first one was that everybody needs water.
So,
the second thing everybody needed was food. The third thing that everybody would need was clothing. Fourth thing was housing. Fifth thing was protection. Sixth thing was security. Seventh thing was preservation. Eighth thing was self-actuation. And number nine was significance. To understand their significance, right? This was his law. But how about I tell y'all this? Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added up. All that stuff will come with.
It's been like they're trying to be, you know, active and all.
There's some, I like package deals, right? I don't know about you, but when I buy a car, I want the thing to happen. Don't tell me it's got something or they got something, but the one you show me don't have it. I want the package deal. I want all the stuff that's supposed to be in it, that's capable of it, be in it. If y'all made it for it, right? So I want the package deal. Well, usually if you buy it, the package deal is cheaper than if you put them all in one at a time. You know, that's called a la carte. So I want to share with you, you know, he said, so all those other things that you would want in life and would need in life, the security, the food, the clothing, the house, the car, all that stuff, they should never be the priority. The kingdom is the priority, and that stuff will follow. So I got to tell you, I've lost everything in my life twice. You said, what? Yeah, everything washed away twice. And then, here's what I did, never lost. I never lost sight of God, my faith in God, and believing. So I could still see the kingdom in spite of. When I met Pastor Bruce, he knew these things happened, right? And he saw me, and he said, but he was so impressed. He was telling people my testimony. He was saying, man, I know this guy. He didn't have all this stuff happen to him. But when you see him, he gonna have a big smile on his face. He talking about God, what he doing and where he going and what's getting ready to come. And he ain't got none of that right now. He was telling people. You remember? And I said, what kind of guy is this? Telling people that he was excited for me. And he didn't bash me or beat me up or say anything negative about me. He was positive and he was sharing that with other people. And I love that. That's kind of how we established our relationship, you know, back when, because he couldn't wait, you know, to tell the men group, you know, tell my men this. You know, they worried about what they're going through. But they ain't going through half of what you've been through. So seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first desire to know, possess, passion for the object of their search. To seek means to give diligent dedication and to preoccupy one's self with that which one is seeking. So the kingdom must be pursued. Somebody say, I'm pursuing the kingdom.
I'm pursuing the kingdom.